morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending, or good middle of the night, depending on when you are tuning in to listen to Saturday AMI via live or via the recording. We want to welcome you to this yet another exciting broadcast of people's stories, experiences, memories, and today is a special day for me. Personally, because it was 24 years ago today, on September 24th, this is the day that I first heard the name Niken, first heard of this Japanese magnetic research and development company, and it's been called so many things over the years for our family, but it all goes back to this day. And I want to take a few moments, and then we're going to open up the line to hear some of your experiences and memories from looking back over your tenure with Niken. There might be even some people on the call that have been in or been associated with the company longer than we have. But whether it's long or short, everybody who gets approached or has an experience with Niken, if they have an open mind and will allow the five pillars of health, that philosophy, that concept, allow these products to be worked in and become integrated into their living experience, something even miraculous often ensues, that our life will be changed. And it was definitely changed for me and for that of both my brothers and my parents and my grandparents. And the list goes on and on. Thousands of people. I know at one point years ago somebody asked, Vance, how many people do you have in your group? How many people are in your organization? I went, oh goodness, I don't even have any idea. And I pulled up a report, and I don't even know where I found this report, but it was over 17,000 at that point. So I don't know. That number obviously has had to have increased since then. But the bottom line is this. Because one person set the ball in motion, and having had breakfast with Dennis Williams last week, and getting to hear his story, actually just one of his stories that happened 20 years ago, as a result of some bad genes in his life and his family, the men in his family, he, at this point, actually next month, he will be celebrating his 74th birthday, which puts him in a situation of outliving his own brother by 40 years. His brother passed away due to, a massive heart failure at the age of 34. His dad, I believe, was 57, and I think his uncle was 52, and I may have the uncle and the father mixed up there. But regardless of that, Dennis has outlived all the men in his family. Here he is today as a representative of Niken, doing what he loves to do so well. And 24 years ago, today, on September 24th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the only reason I remember it so specifically, I did cheat in years following because I was curious when it all started for me, so I consulted my day timer, which I was very anal at the time of recording every experience I had in life. But the bottom line was this, is that my mom insisted that my two brothers and I come inside from working outside on the family property. My parents still live and reside on the same chunk of land, 22 acres in Corbett, Oregon, which is 20 miles east of Portland, Oregon. And she insisted that my brothers and I come in and listen to a friend of theirs. We've never met Dennis. I don't know. I don't have any knowledge at that point of ever meeting him. We may have. But she insisted that we come inside and listen to him present, as she said it, another opportunity. And she'd also invited her hairdresser, longtime friend, Lee Bartlemay, and then another dear friend and colleague from a business that they had been associated with, Mary Jane Rossner. And we sat, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. We sat there in the living room, and Dennis started talking about this company from Japan and these really different products and technologies involving magnetics. And, you know, how the Earth was created, as a big magnet that the cosmonauts, when the Russians sent the first men up into space, you know, and all this information, and I'm just going, what on Earth, Japan, what is, mom and dad run out of American things to look into, now they've got to cross the Pacific, and magnets, come on, really? And it wasn't even, I don't even think it was 5-10 minutes after we excused ourselves, I say my brothers and I, we went back out to the barn, found any magnet we could find, strong ones, weak ones, the stripping out of doors that, hold doors shut on a metal exterior door, and we were wrapping them around our heads going, look, I'm healed, look, I'm flying, I'm floating, and we were absolutely not, or we were the absolute worst potential customers and or potential distributors. And for the next, 2-3 weeks, unbeknownst to us, our parents and our grandmother, my mom's mom, were experiencing, the beginning stages of experiencing phenomenal results of these devices. My brothers and I, we just continued to mock them. I mean, it was just, we were belligerent. I mean, there was no open-mindedness at all. And I won't go into all the details, but I think it's, we can leave it to say this, that what happened was, and the same thing that happens today, is that my mom, after 6 years of owning a restaurant and being on her feet every day, 12 to 14 hours a day, and developing severe issues with her legs, her knees, and her feet, as a result of wearing insoles, all that went away. I mean, it started to dissipate, and she no longer needed to take that afternoon stretch break, which was a requirement for her. I remember running around as a kid doing errands with her, even after she was in the restaurant business, and I was in my early 20s at the time, and she'd pull over in a shaded area in town and just say, Vance, I have to tip the seat back and take a nap. And this was just all par for the course in mom's daily routine. Well, that went away. My father, who had owned and operated his own construction business, specifically sheet metal, gutters, downspouts, architectural metal roofing. And on top of that, he used to race boats almost every weekend semi-professionally. And 187.5 miles an hour was his top speed. And when you're doing that across water, it's not always as smooth as glass. And he basically pounded his lower back into smithereens. And for 19 years after having back surgery, still every day was in a measurable amount of, it was just agony. I'd say pain, but it was just agony. And I never remember him ever saying, man, I feel great today. My back is in pristine condition. That was not part of the daily routine in the Rogers family. It was more so, give Dad his space, let Dad have his, do whatever he needs to do. He spent $2,000 to $3,000 a year on chiropractic, pain management, you name it, and still never released. And I'll never forget that day. This would have been early October after their products arrived. He and I were putting gutters on a house in Troutdale, Oregon, the next neighboring town over from us. And I put the ladder up on the roof, got up there, got the measurements, came back down to the truck, and Dad was just standing there, kind of in this daze of bewilderment. And I said, Dad, what's going on? How come we're not, the machine's not running, we're not making money, what's up? And he reached around and grabbed his back, and he said, my back, it doesn't hurt any longer. I don't feel the irritation, the pain, it's all gone. And I literally, I didn't say this out loud, but in my mind's eye, I can remember looking to the right and the left and thinking, okay, where'd my dad go, and who's this guy? Because I don't ever remember him not hurting. And I thought, what have we stumbled upon? And right on the heels of that, my grandmother, who had already had both her knees replaced, she was in her mid-70s at the time. She'd call our house every day complaining about her knee and how bad it hurt. She got a pair of the original MagSteps and two of the original Minis. and band-aided them on either side of her knee. I won't give you the whole lengthy story, but as a result of that, she never had to have a third knee surgery, which the doctors had already basically put on the calendar. Didn't have it firmed up and scheduled yet, but she lived well beyond, two and a half years beyond that point, if I remember correctly, and never had to have that third knee surgery. And that's when really things start to open up in my mind. And I went, wait a second. Here's three out of three family members. And, you know, my parents I could write off as, you know, maybe it was placebo because they're the ones that invested in this stuff, but not Grandma. Grandma was a staunch German, and she was not going to give in to anything. I mean, that was not the case. And, but I couldn't argue with the results. That was 100%, three out of three. And that's when I made the decision. I thought, you know, it's time for me. Maybe this would help my back issue. A little over a year prior to that, almost a year and a half, I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall. The summer of 1991, I hit the water way wrong. Not that there's a right way to hit the water at 75 feet. And knocked the wind out of myself, barely was able to swim to shore. Went to the ER that night, got x-rays, didn't break or damage anything according to their machines and analyzation. But from that point forward, I couldn't sleep on my back. I couldn't even lay down on my back without quickly elevating my knees or crossing my legs to relieve the tension in my lower back. It literally felt like someone, you know, just punched me right in the gut. I literally could not breathe if I didn't elevate my knees. And I remember it's about three and a half weeks after I got on the sleep system. I bought sleep system, the insoles, the we called the back flex at that time, the Kinko flex. And there was a couple other small things. But I remember rolling over in bed one night, and I kind of was startled awake because it was the reality that, oh my goodness, I'm laying on my back, and I can still breathe. I haven't done this in over a year. This is wonderful. This is truly fantastic. And, you know, what has ensued over the last 24 years is just simply sharing that story over and over and over and over again. I did a three-way phone call yesterday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as we were talking earlier, 7 a.m., one of our consultants in Virginia called me and put me on the phone with a police officer, and who was dealing with a myriad of different things. And I shared that story, and I thought, you know, this is all we get to do. We get to share our story. We get to share our experience with people. And to this day, I am so grateful, so incredibly grateful to Dennis and Ruth Williams, to Ruth, to allowing Dennis to drive almost 3 hours from Yakima, Washington, to our home here in Corbett, Oregon, and introduce us. There's been so many firsts over the years. I remember this day in 1998 when Dennis and I were roommates together in Japan. And I'll never forget because I had realized and I thought Dennis arrived several hours ahead of me on a different flight and he was already in bed and asleep by the time I got there and checked in and crawled into bed that night. But it was September 24th, 1998. And I remember putting a card on his nightstand and just thanking him at that point for six amazing years. And it was that day, this day. And I'll never forget waking up in the morning and he was sitting there on the edge of his bed with tears coming down both cheeks and reading my card. And he just said, as I woke up, he said, Vance, that is so nice of you to remember this day. And I said, how could I not remember this day? You just changed our family's way of life. You literally set so many of us free from the physical pain we were dealing with. You know, that our story has altered. And I said, but beyond that, to be able to live the five pillars, the healthy financial aspect, I mean, you changed our life. And we sat there in dialogue, and it was really early that morning. We were still both jet lagging and hadn't adapted to the time zone yet. But Dennis really changed my life. And and what has resulted in me, and how many other lives have been changed. You know, so if there's one thing I could encourage you today, keep sharing your story. Keep being passionate about your experience, because nobody can take that away from you. It's our right, it's our privilege to be able to share an experience and then to keep sharing it. And if you don't like the results you're getting, well, maybe find a different clientele. You know, that's the beauty of what we have with this, is that, you know, this brand of Meekin that we have, it allows us to target a group of people that we want to be associated with. And if you don't like the knuckleheads, you know, as Jim Rohn taught me years ago, there's only, you know, 8 or 12 morons out there in the world. They just move around a lot. You know, maybe you need to find a different group of people to associate with if they're not being as open-minded as you were. But I know, hey, we've got a few minutes here left in the time this morning, and I'd like to open it up. *6 on your phone line. If you've got a wonderful experience, maybe not the full details what I just shared of you know, me scrolling down 24 years of memory lane here, but 1 to 2 minutes, what's your favorite Meekin experience? It may not even be your own. Maybe it was somebody else's. But I know there's somebody who's already demuted. I can hear a little bit of background noise there. Go ahead.
Hey, Vance, I'll kick it off. This is Steve, Sandy, Utah.
Steve Crowfoot from Sandy, Utah.
Really quick. I was in a car accident, suffered for 33 months. My feet hurt all the time. Got a telephone call. Be nice to the person that's going to call you. I was. I dodged him for 2 weeks. Totally skeptical of what I was hearing from my mother. And just like somebody else I know. And luckily, went to a meeting. Just a few minutes on the insoles under one shoe. My leg that I've been standing on for 12 hours that day didn't hurt. After the meeting, grabbed the other insole. 10 minutes of that, the other leg and foot didn't hurt. Tears streamed just like they did today. Working the demands. That was my story. Instantly had my life back. Another one, just very quick. One of the ladies that I worked with at work, she had been talking to her for, you know, a couple of years. And all of a sudden, one day, she comes up to me and says, "Steve, I need to get some insults from you." And she got a couple other little things. And she never would tell me what was going on. I knew she was this lady that was sort of grumpy all the time. But she got the insoles, and with 2 weeks later, she comes back to me and says, "Hey, I got to tell you a story." She'd been fighting a diabetic ulcer for about 4 years, and nothing had worked to heal it up. And her leg was getting to the point where gangrene was starting to set in on her leg and foot, and they were going to take it. The only problem was she didn't really have a hip joint on her left side, and it was her right foot that was having the issue. So if she would have had that, she would have been in a wheelchair totally, instead of just being able to walk around with a crutch. Within that 2 week period of time, the ulcer totally healed up after 4 years of fighting it. And the leg was nice and pretty. And then a few weeks later, she comes back to me. She bought some more stuff, bought a bed and sleep system and biaxial rotation products. A couple weeks later, comes back to me and thanks me for saving her life, because now a lung problem that she'd had for her whole life was gone. So that was, and the sad thing about it was her partner didn't like the products, so she finally got so mad one day, she took the bed off, the, you know, the mattress off the bed, gave it away, and then all of a sudden her health started going downhill, and now I don't, she's just sicker than a dog. So, really sad.
Well, I've learned over the years, you know, yet sometimes, and I don't mean this to say of this person, but common sense ain't all that common anymore. And, you know, sometimes even when somebody has experienced a phenomenal result, they just don't, you know, think it could be possible that it would, you know, continue on. So they go drastically the other direction. We've seen that many, many times. Steve, thank you. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for what you continue to do every day, you know, for the resources that we have available to make this thing continue on. We've got time for a couple more. I want to keep this brief so those of us can get back to our day. I know there's
this is Shirley Fannis, Rural, Minnesota.
Good morning, Shirley.
July 25th, 1990.
Before I let you share, because I know this where this is going to go. If you're using a headset, hands-free device, are you using a headset or a hands-free device for some reason? There's a terrible.
Just a minute.
I think we may be able to eliminate that just by making a slight modification.
Is this better now?
Nah, still got a really, really bad reverberation or echo.
Well, now you go. Now I go.
No.
Speaker off.
Yeah. Are you on speakerphone by any chance?
I was, but I'm off now.
Okay, it's still the same. But go ahead, Shirley. We can.
Okay.
Interrupt.
Well, July 25th, 1995. I was fortunate enough to find these wonderful products at our Fertile Minnesota Fair. I didn't walk at the time. And as soon as they put the insoles under my feet, well, I was walking, and I walked all over the fairgrounds and enjoyed the whole 9 yards. I did not sleep hardly at all, and my husband and I fought constantly about this because I was always up walking the floor. And after I got the sleep system, guess what? I sleep like a baby. So, and I can lay down on my mattress and cover with my comforter and pillow, and at any time, with the air machine going right by my head, on full speed, I sleep, I'm out like right now. Many times I forget to take my glasses off or anything, and I do not used to be able to sleep on my back. Now I sleep on my back all the time. And I don't even...
For the record, we know you're not in your mid-20s. What?
No, I'm 78, and I love it.
78. Oh, if we can all have this much energy and be this spry at 78.
You know, people constantly are just in awe that they, you know, when my daughter says, well, guess what, my mom is 78, and they actually call her a liar. Because I'm just up and going, so.
You know, and I know that maybe Steve can post a link to a conversation you and I had years ago. Well, maybe it's not been that many years, but to capture your whole story, because you were, as recently heard the term, a prisoner of pain. My friend Suzanne Knupp, who, that's the way she described herself, was suffering from MS for, goodness, it was over 40 years. And I talked to one of the gals that was responsible to introduce her to NECAN, and she sent me a picture of Suzanne and her husband David. They have kayaks, and they are out on a lake. And here's a woman who literally was a prisoner of pain on her own couch for decades, literally decades. At age 59, they finally diagnosed her with MS, and the doctors told David, well, now you can learn to live with the new normal now that you know what your wife has. Well, knowing what you have and coming up with solutions is kind of like an oxymoron. Just because you now can say what you have doesn't mean you... I mean, that's like saying, oh, you have fibromyalgia. Okay, that doesn't mean anything. Tell me something I don't know now that we've identified it. How do we deal with it? And they didn't offer Suzanne any hope. And I know for you, Shirley, that, you know, this
they didn't offer me any hope either. They told me that I was also in two very bad car accidents, one hitting a moose at the speed of 85 miles an hour. And it tore the top of the car right off, and it landed right in on my face and crushed vertebrae in my neck and back and broke my nose and a lot of facial lacerations and so on and so forth. And then I also had the misfortune of getting backed over by an older Ford pickup that jumped out of the park in reverse and pinned me against the trailer house. And it crushed my hip and my pelvis and my tailbone. But they told me I was supposed to be on complete disability. I'd never lift more than 5 pounds the rest of my life. I take no medication. Like I said, I'm 78 years old. I take no medication whatsoever. And out there going. I move a little bit slower than I used to, but other than that, that's all.
We would expect that. I mean, I would expect that. Shirley, you're 30 years to my senior as a 48-year-old, and I know because I remember, and you and I have talked many times about how you literally, I remember when you first were introduced, during the journey, during the process, you were so looking forward, and you had that dream of getting out of where you were and being able to relocate back to where you're at in Minnesota. And I look at what we can do, and maybe I can finish it up with saying this, because I know there's a lot of other people that would be itching to share your story, but maybe I could just sum it up by saying this. So often our dreams and the dreams of the people that we know, they're trapped, literally. They're being held bonded in a cage, and we're the ones. We're the ambassadors of hope, helping other people excel, helping other people esteem, even dream again, and we're the ones that hold that key to unlocking that cage. And I'm talking about a little dainty, nice-looking bird cage. I'm talking about, you know, Wild Wild West, this, you know, thick, you know, one-inch steel bars that have literally confined people. And their concept of the five pillars, they don't even understand what a balance in life would be like. And I'll admit, for Stacey and I know we tend to get things way out of balance when it comes to service in our community. And it's just reading that, you know, in the New Testament this morning, the concept of serving, that some of us have that gift of service, and often we can get out of balance. But for some people, they're so far out of balance because they're trapped physically in pain and bondage, and we hold that key. And if there's one thing I could leave you with today, share your story and keep sharing it every single day, because when you share, you never know, you absolutely never know what door, what prison you're going to be unlocking and allow somebody to have hope and be able to take a different turn and allow them to experience the freedoms that we experience as a result of what you've done for us. So, happy 24th anniversary to me, to myself. And thank you, Dennis Williams. If I would have thought better, I would have asked Dennis. But he always says, Vance, you get up way too early and do these calls. And it's just the way I'm wired. But Dennis and Ruth Williams have changed the Rogers lives, and I know, as so many of you are part of our organization, we've been able to pass on that gift, and it truly is a gift. And that's all we really have, is a gift to give people, and it's their choice what they want to do with it. So I'm gonna bid you farewell, or I'm gonna bid the recording farewell, and then we'll open up the line. But thank you, Shirley. Thank you, Steve, for sharing this morning. And again, as a word of encouragement, get out there and share your story. we don't expand our series of contacts, our network of people, by sitting at home waiting for the phone to ring or waiting for a friend request to be accepted on Facebook. That's rich. Culturally, there may be some truth to that, but really, it comes from being belly to belly, toe to toe, face to face with people, and interacting. People want to converse. They want to experience life in a fresh way. So let's get out there and share our story, and have some fun, and really, really take this to new heights. So thank you again, and let me do some technical things right here, and we'll open up the line for some other stuff. So have a great rest of the weekend, everybody. Bye-bye for now.